This third hour of Inland Folk is a production of Northwest Public Radio on the campus of Washington State University. And yes, this is the third and the final hour.
Close the door and light the light. We're staying home tonight, far away from the bustle and the bright city lights. Let them all fade away. Just leave us alone, and we'll live in a world of our own. We'll build a world of our own that no one else can share. All our sorrows we'll leave far behind us there. And I know you will find there'll be peace of mind when we live in a world.
The Seekers from Australia. Australia's probably the most popular folk group of all time. They were really, really popular for a lot of years. And when they had their reunions and they took care of themselves, their voices are still pretty good, too. There's a 2002 or 2003 release called One Great Night or something like that. And they sound awfully good, awfully good. The Seekers do. They basically copied everybody else and did everybody. They did The Times They're Changing and This Land Is Your Land and If I Had a Hammer and, you know, all those things, Don't Think Twice, It's All Right, and Blown, you know, the whole bit. Only they had that little Australian accent and they had those great harmonies. Three male singers that did the bulk of the harmonies, and then a woman named Judith Durham who was just amazing. The Seekers, 1964, 65 or so up till all their hits till about 1967. World of Our Own. Yes, indeed. We're going to take you up to about late 1969. Right in there, Crosby, Stills, Nash, and Young.
You, who are on the road, must have a code that you can live by, and so become yourself, because the past is just a goodbye. Teach your children well, their father's hell did slowly go by, and feed them on your dreams, the one they picked, the one you know by.
Don't you ever ask them why. If they told you, you would cry. So just look at them and sigh. And know they love you. And you, of tender years, you can't know the fears that your elders grew by. And so please help them with your youth. They seek the truth before they can die.
Teach your parents well. Their children's hell will slowly go by. And feed them on your dreams, the one they picked, the one you know by. Don't you ever ask them why. If they told you, you would cry. So just look at them and sigh.
My head is...
Oh, Graham Nash, David Crosby, and let's take you back. Let's do one more of theirs, okay? Because I just think they did some amazing stuff. This takes you back a little bit earlier to around 1967 or so, and it was their first big hit, Crosby, Stills, Nash, without the Young this time.
Sunset in your eyes, traveling the train through clear Moroccan skies. Ducks and pigs and chickens call, animal carpet wall to wall. American ladies 5 foot tall and blue, sweeping cobwebs from the edges of my mind. Had to get away to see what we could find. Hope the days that lie ahead bring us back to where they've led. Listen not to what's been said to you.
Don't you know we're riding on the Marrakesh Express? Don't you know we're riding on the Marrakesh Express? They're taking me to Marrakesh, all on board.
Blanca booming sound, blowing smoke rings from the corners of my mouth. Cold coffees hang in the air, charming cobras in the square. Stretch your leathers, we can wear at home. Well, let me hear you now.
Don't you know we're riding on the Marrakesh Express? Don't you know we're riding on the Marrakesh Express? They're taking me to Marrakesh. Don't you know we're riding on the Marrakesh Express? Don't you know we're riding on the Marrakesh Express? They're taking me to Marrakesh, all on board.
sleeps in the sand. How many times must the cannonballs fly before they're forever banned? The answer, my friend, is blowing in the wind. The answer is blowing in the wind.
How many years must a mountain exist before it is washed to the sea?
Indeed, Peter, Paul, and Mary, their interpretation of Bob Dylan's Blowin' in the Wind. Of course, that's what really catapulted Bob Dylan into that whole thing, was Peter, Paul, and Mary's and a lot of other people's recordings of his songs. Before that, indeed, Graham Nash, Crosby, Stills. I want to sort of divert and go into the mid-70s here. Jerry Garcia, again on pedal steel guitar, as he was on Teach Your Children. I just think this is such a great song. Great song. And in the tail end of the whole civil rights thing, Graham Nash and David Crosby. Sounds like this.
Lives you have led to the station at the edge of the town. On the southbound train going down,
thank you. Lived by the sea and frolicked in the autumn mist in a land called Hanalei.
Written by Peter Yarrow and arranged by Paul Stuckey, Puffman, Peter, and Mary Travers. The kid song of all kids' songs, which caused a lot of controversy. Everybody said it was about drugs. Puff, Dragon, Jackie Paper, all kinds of stuff like that. And, of course, it was the era. And there you go. And that's up to you. But a lot of people sing it as a really good kid song. And it really is a good kid song. So there you go. One more Peter, Paul, and Mary interpretation of Dylan.
All the time. It takes a worried worry. rode easy in the saddle. He was tall and lean, and at first you thought nothing but a streak of mean could make a man look so downright strong. But when look in his eyes and you knowed you was wrong. He was a mountain of a man, and I want you to know he could preach hot hell or freezing snow. He carried a Bible in a canvas sack, and the folks just called him the Reverend Mr. Black. He was poor as a beggar, but he rode like a king. Sometimes in the evening I could hear him sing. I got to walk that lonesome valley. I got to walk it by myself. Oh, nobody else can walk it for me. I got to walk it by myself. Ever I could have thought that this man in black was soft, had any yellow up his back. I gave that notion up the day a lumberjack came in, and it wasn't a prey. Yeah, he kicked open the meeting house door, and he cussed everybody up and down the floor. And then when things got quiet in the place, he walked up and cussed in the preacher's face. He hit that reverend like the kick of a mule, and to my way of thinking, it took a pure fool to turn the other cheek to that lumberjack. Well, that's what he did, the Reverend Mr. Black. He stood like a rock, a man among men, then he let that lumberjack hit him again, and then with a voice as kind as could be, he cut him down like a big oak tree when he said, you got to walk that lonesome valley. You got to walk it by yourself, for nobody else can walk it for you. You got to walk it by yourself. It's been many years since we had to part, and I guess I learned his ways by heart. I can still hear his sermons ring down in the valley where he used to sing. Followed him, yes sir, and I don't regret it, and I hope that I'll always be a credit to his memory, because I want you to understand the Reverend Mr. Black was my old man. You got to walk that lonesome valley. You got to walk it by yourself, or nobody else can walk it for you. You got to walk. You got to walk that lonesome valley. You got to walk it by yourself.
I always wonder who the woman is singing the harmonies on that. You know, they don't tell you on the credits for that. The Reverend Mr. Black, a song written by Billy Ed Wheeler from West Virginia. Yes, indeed. John Stewart doing the, and before that, Worried Man, also the Kingston Trio. They took a lot of traditional tunes and turned them into their own. They did the same thing with the wreck of the old 97 on MTA. Yes, they did. We have to take a little bit of a break. We're going to be right back. Lots more songs. That's the cool thing about doing pop stuff is it's really short. Inland Folk is a production of Northwest Public Radio on the campus of Washington State University. I'm your host, Dan Marr, and we're coming right back. You just hold your horses because we're coming back. Hang on.
You're listening to Northwest Public Radio, KRFA 91.7, a listener-supported service of the Edward R. Murrow College of Communication at Washington State University. This station is operated in cooperation with the University of Idaho School of Journalism and Mass Media.
Another sunny day today with high temperatures about 65 degrees, mostly clear tonight with lows in the upper 30s. Tomorrow, skies will become mostly cloudy, bringing a chance of rain, some gusty winds on the Palouse. High temperatures tomorrow in the 50s as our cooling trend continues.
Well, we still have a half hour left. We're taking a look at the pop folk music, folk pop, folk, whatever you want to call it, the folk scare, whatever, of the 60s, and just 3 hours of all of this stuff. And lots and lots and lots of albums represented here. This one was on the title cut. This is actually the title cut of this album from Judy Collins, written by a very young John Lennon. What a cool thing that a guy this young could write something that sounds from somebody this old.
There are places I remember all my life, though some have changed, some forever, not for. Some are gone and some remain. All these places had their meanings. With lovers and friends I still can recall. Some are dead and some are living. In my life I've loved them. These memories lose their meaning when I think of love as something new. Though I know I'll never lose affection for people and things that went before, I know I'll often stop and think about them in my. I love you more. Though I know I'll never lose affection that went before, I know I'll often stop and think about them. In my life, I love you
to kill, but not for voting. You don't believe in war, but what's that gun you're toting? And even the Jordan River has bodies floating. But you tell me over and over and over again, my friend, you don't believe we're on the eve of destruction. Don't you understand what I'm trying to say? Can't you feel the fears I'm feeling today? If the button is pushed, there's no running away. There'll be no one to save with the world in a grave. Take a look around you, boy. It's bound to scare you, boy. And you tell me. Yeah.
Yeah, my blood's so mad, feels like coagulating. I'm sitting here just contemplating. I can't twist the truth, it knows no regulation. Handful of senators don't pass legislation, and marches alone can't bring integration. When human respect is disintegrating, this whole crazy world is just too frustrating. And you tell me over and over and over again, my friend, you don't believe we're on the eve of destruction. Think of all the hate there is in Red China, then take a look around to Selma, Alabama. You may leave here for 4 days in space, but when you return, it's the same old place. The pounding of the drums, the pride and disgrace. You can bury your dead, but don't leave a trace. Hate your next door neighbor, but don't forget to say grace and tell me.
Jose Marti was born in 1853. When he was 17 years old, he was active in the Cuban liberation movement, and he was exiled by the Spanish governor. He spent most of his life in exile, including 12 years in New York City. He wrote 70 books, poetry, novels, polemics. He's one of the greatest writers in the Spanish language. At the age of 42, he went back to Cuba. This is one of his last poems because he was killed within the year in an abortive uprising. After he died, people put it to a popular tune. Guantanamera, Guajira, Guantanamera, Guantanamera, Guajira, Guantanamera. Yo soy un hombre sincero, de donde crece la palma. Yo soy un hombre sincero, de donde crece la palma. Antes de morir me quiero, echa mis versos del alma. Guantanamera, Guajira, Guantanamera, Guantanamera, Guajira, Guantanamera. Mi verso es de un verde claro y de un carmín encendido. Mis versos es de un verde claro y de un carmín encendido. Mi verso es un cielo herido que busca en el monte amparo.
Guantanamera, Guajira, Guantanamera, Guantanamera, Guantanamera.
The words mean, I am a truthful man from the land of the palm trees, and before dying I want to share these poems of my soul. My poems are soft green, my poems are also flaming crimson. My poems are like a wounded fawn seeking refuge in the forest. The last verse says, con los pobres de la tierra, with the poor people of this earth, I want to share my fate. The streams of the mountain pleases me more than the sea. Con los pobres de la tierra, quiero yo mi suerte echar. Con los pobres de la tierra, quiero yo mi suerte echar. El arroyo de la sierra me complace más que el mar.
Guantanamera, Guajira, Guantanamera, Guantanamera, Guajira, Guantanamera. Once more, Guantanamera, Guajira, Guantanamera, Guantanamera, Guajira, Guantanamera.
Sing, fears that we will die. goes miles down where I lay my weary head. Green, green valley or rocky road, it's there I'm gonna make my bed. Easy now.
It's a lesson too late for the learning, made of sand, made of sand. In the wink of an eye, my soul is turning in your hand, in your hand. Are you going away with no word of farewell? Will there be not a trace left behind? Well, I could have loved you better, didn't mean to be unkind. You know that was the last thing on my mind. You've got reasons aplenty for going. This I know, this I know. For the weeds have been steadily growing. Please don't go, please don't go. Are you going away with no word of farewell? Will there be not a trace left behind? Well, I could have loved you better, didn't mean to be unkind. You know that was the last thing on my mind. As I lie in my bed in the morning, without you, without you, each song in my breast dies a burning, without you, without you. Are you going away with no word of farewell? Will there be not a trace left behind? Well, I could have loved you better, didn't mean to be unkind. You know that was the last thing on my mind. That was the last thing.
Tom Paxton from his very, very first album called Ramblin' Boy. Oh, my goodness. And that's it. That does it for our look at the pop folk songs of the 60s, the whole folk scare, as Utah Phillips called it, which I think is actually a pretty good term. Folk music will always survive in one way or another, and the jeers and snobs of folks in other musical genres and the jeers and snobs of its various genres within its own community, and it'll you just watch. It's always there, and there'll be some cycles, and you look at the groups like Iron and Wine and the Decembers and all those folks that are doing things. Wow, it's still there, folks, and it ain't going anywhere. It ain't going nowhere. Ooh-wee, ride me high. Alrighty, that's it. That's it. The show is history. It's almost done here. I need to let you know that if you want to email me at D as in Daniel, M-A-H-E-R, at WSU.edu. That's D, M-A-H-E-R. At WSU.edu. And I will get back to you. You can call me at 509-332-3300. 5047. That's 509-332-5047. This was an evergreen show. Back to the usual next week with calendars and the whole thing. So how about that? All righty. I want you folks to have fun making good music. Enjoy everything that good music can give you and take all those good roads anywhere you want to take them because they are your roads, folks. And nobody else's. We're going to be back next week for another edition of Inland Folk. And until then, like everything on this show, it's history. It's gone. It's out of here. Bye. Thanks for listening now.
Glad you joined us today for Inland Folk with Dan Marr here on your NPR and classical music station, Northwest Public Radio. I'm Bruce Bradbury. It's a minute before 2 o'clock and time for Celtic music with Fiona Ritchie and the Thistle and Shamrock. Later this afternoon from Memphis, Tennessee, it's a Prairie Home Companion with Garrison Keillor featuring the Milk Carton Kids, plus Tim Russell, Beth Gilliland, and Fred Newman, and the Guys All-Star Shoe Band, and we'll hear the news from Lake Wobegon. That's at 5.
Support for programs on Northwest Public Radio comes from Whitman Hospital and Medical Center in Colfax, providing rehabilitation therapies, including physical therapy, massage, and aquatic care for children and adults. More information at 397-3435 or whitmanhospital.com. Northwest Public Radio, KRFA 91.7 Moscow Pullman, KNWV 90.5 Clarkston Lewiston, and KNWO 90.1 Cottonwood Grangeville, a community service.